So this is a second quarter 2025 Japan Regions Business Update.
まずこちらはですね、
So first, this page is showing what we are going to do in the enterprise segment in 2025. So this just gives a highlight of the focus points, and then I will be going into the details. So the first one, the enterprise business. So let me give you the highlight. As we have been hearing many things, but here in Japan, the enterprise business has grown by 12% year on year. Year. And the major reason is that we have seen an increasing number of a multi-year comprehensive contract in place. But by having a commitment in a multi-year down the road, there is a mention about NRR, but we will be introducing the new functions down the road and be able to add on. So this is a kind of a commitment from the customer that they will be accepting such kind of add-on functions. And the second point is a Trend Vision 1. This is growing very nicely as well, especially so-called credit. The usage fee kind of thing has been penetrating in the Japanese market, and the customer has become familiar with this, which led to the growth in this business. And another one is a CRM. Here in Japan, due to the various environment, at last, Japanese customers have started to realize that they need to do this preventive protection. So that's the reason why we are seeing the surge in this CRM business. And Trend Vision 1 customer number has been growing fast, which has grown by 33% year on year. But the low light, as Kevin mentioned, the Vision 1 attach rate is relatively low comparing with the peers in the other parts of the world. But we do have a basis in Japan. So the existing customers that we currently have, the Vision 1 service and AI enhanced services. Let the customer know about these functions and how we can move the customers over to the Vision 1 business fast. That's the key. And this is a small business, enterprise business. This too has seen the growth of 12% year on year. And the major reason is the big surge in UTM business, especially in this quarter too. And the number of customers, well, it has been growing constantly. Similarly, for the small businesses, so how are we can grow this spend per customer? That's what we are working on with our partners.
And
partners too are working with us in this managed service provider, and we are seeing the robust growth in the XDR services. And the revenue coming from the one single per customer, we are trying to move this up, and that is happening. But the low light, the small amount businesses, well, for the last few years, we are slightly weak in the partnership with the local partners. So to this end, Tokyo, Osaka, as well as Sendai, Nagoya, Fukuoka,
また再度地方のパートナー様とこういったサービスをできるパートナー様
We are trying to find those partners who can do this kind of the business. We are trying to rebuild the ecosystem to connect these dots. And for the regional small amount businesses, just like what we had experienced in the past, we are trying to grow this, and this is something that we have started working on. And next is consumer business. So this is the guideline for the 2025 5. For example, like to increase the beyond device security and increase the unified security. And to this end, in the second quarter, what we have achieved is that the beyond device security, as you can see on the graph on the right hand side, it is growing nicely with the growth of a with the 33%, especially the anti-fraud solution. The number of the customers taking up this solution has been increasing. And also, there is an unified security. So if you go to the PC shop, on top of the virus Wheels Buster, you have this function on top of it. But its sales ratio has grown to 27%. So including the fraud, anti-fraud measures, the non-virus demand is growing because this fraud has become the big issue. And the Windows 10 support will be ended in 4th of October. So the PC shipment is growing and the attachment rate is increasing as well. And the third one is a security enlightenment activities. And there is a global event, the Global Anti-Scam Alliance was held in collaboration with Google and JC3, National Police Agencies, and the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Many different people were invited to discuss about what we can do with this anti-fraud measures in Japan. And in this context, the Trend Micro's presence was recognized as a very is significant. And for the national police agencies, we currently have a 40 relationship with the 43 prefectural governments. And local governments and corporates alliance. Well, this week I went over to the Fukuoka city and it has become 10. And a low light, the Fraud Busters number of downloads. It is growing, yet that online download switching over to the fee business, that conversion rate is still low. So how we can further push it up is the issue that we need to tackle. And this ends my update. Thank you.